Earl, you've been part of the organizational of a lot of the meetings that went into trying to determine what kind of a price you were going to get for lobsters this year. It's all done now. The price is $1.80. Do you think people are pretty happy with that?
Yeah, the people here, you know, is really happy with it. You know, they get, the attitude of the fishermen here, you know, is they can't believe it really happened. You know, they've been talking about it for years and years, you know, getting $1.80 or $1.90 or $2 a pound. And it happened this year, you know, and they can't hardly believe it happened, and they're really happy with the price. And the slowest paying $1.80, I'm sure that you're going to get 90% of all the lobsters down the Northwest Coast this year.
Earl, I was talking to a couple of people who were, they were leery. They said, we don't know this man. We never heard of him before. Is there any of that kind of feeling around your area?
No, I don't think, you know, we've got that feeling around our area. We had meetings and explained to him, and the boy himself came in and met with the fishermen, and I think the fellows is getting this going. I'd say the buyers, you know, they've been here all the time. You know, they're trying to make the fishermen, you know, trying to get the fishermen to go get this fellow, and they're telling him, you know, that you got no money, and I've been told that myself, you know, you got no money, you better watch, and, you know, and he's all this kind of stuff. If he comes paying cash, you know, his cash got to be good.
Earl, what was your impression? You were involved in setting the meetings up. You know a fair bit what was going on. What was your impression? Do you think he can follow through?
Oh, yeah. I really believe he can follow through, you know, or he wouldn't have come up with the price paying $1.80. You know, there's no man in his right mind, as far as I'm concerned, would come in and pay $1.80 for half the season, you know, and then not be able to follow through with it, you know. And the union have checked him out good, and he's good. There's no two ways about it. He's good.
Earl, I guess this means, too, that people are going to have to take better care of their lobsters if they're going to get that kind of price.
I believe he's going to want the lobsters banned now. There's no problem. Years ago, here, they banned them here. This last 6 or 7 years, I guess the bans have been gone. But all the time before that, people banned them. And there's no problem to get the fishermen to take better care of the lobsters. They're going to get the price. That's no problem. The fisherman, you know, he's willing to go to extra feet for to get the extra money. There's no two ways about that.
Earl, what about the collection along the shore? It's been a problem in the past. Do you think you'll be able to cope with that?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, I've been talking to him myself, and I believe he's coming back next week, and, well, I don't know that much about it. We've collected lobsters for buyers for a few years, and some fellows here, and we're going to help him set up, you know. We told him what he's going to need, and he's coming in, and we're going to help him set it up, you know, help him set up his click and agencies. He's going to have a different various places, same as other fellows. So I don't see no problem there. He should have a good setup.
Earl, generally you'd say up and down the coast they're pretty happy with it.
Oh, yeah, they're more than happy. You know, the fishermen is more than happy. There's no two ways about it. They're just more than happy. That's all you can say.